Bam, bam. Hi, Peter. Hope Lori had a great birthday yesterday. How you doing, Peter? Are you doing better this week? I hope so. Oh, I'm so glad she did. I hope you spoiled her like rotten. I'm sure you did. I'm sure you did. Hi, Big Chief Thunderbug. Good to see you. I know you do. You love her. She loves you. That's good. I can't get my capitals in, man. Hello and welcome to the Dina Joe podcast. I am DJ Dina Joe, your friend, coming to you from colorful Colorado. Thank you so much for joining my show today. Y'all are the best. If you're listening on the download, well, thank you. Thank you so very much. I appreciate it. Hit that follow button so you can join us live sometime. I have the best people in the chat, as always. Thank you for your continued love, support, likes, and shares and downloads. Thank you. Hi, Annie. Oh, I hope you're feeling better. I hope that flu has left your body. Gosh, man, girl, you need a break. You need a break. Mostly. Okay, good. Yeah, here in Denver, if you guys are in Denver, I-70 and 270 are both closed due to a deadly crash, so don't go that way. Today is Monday, February 13th. In Denver, it is currently 33 degrees. Feels like 27. But we're gonna get to a high of 56, so that is nice. I'll take it because the snow is coming tomorrow. Hi, GP man, good to see you. Yeah, there's snow coming. Winter warning. My Alexa kept like beeping, and I was like, "What is going on?" And she says, "Oh, you're under a warning for from the 14th to the 16th." But now they're just saying it's the 15th through the 16th, and we should get around 3 to 6 inches of snow. But who knows? That always changes. But it'll be moving across the country, so y'all get it sometime soon. Weather in Canada. Let's see. I'm gonna go right to Welland, Ontario. It says it's one, but it feels like it's minus two. You might get to a high of five. It says you're cloudy, and then you'll be sunny, and you'll be sunny, and then you'll be clear. So you'll be cloudy, then you'll be sunny, then you'll be clear. But I thought if you were sunny, then you were clear. So I don't know what that means, but you'll be sunny and clear. And let's see, who else is in here? Oh, Arizona. I'm not sure where you are in Arizona, Hanny, but my brother's in Phoenix, and it says that it's seven. That's kind of cold for Arizona. I didn't know that it got that cold. I mean, I knew like up in the mountain parts. What is that little ritzy area that's kind of up towards the mountains? Dang, what is that called? And it's like really pretty and expensive. I always knew that they got snow. Yeah, but seven. It says seven feels like five. You might get to 11, in Phoenix. I just never knew it got that cold. Yeah. So anyway, I hope you guys had a great weekend. I did. I did. I know if you, we'll be talking about the Super Bowl in a little bit, but I did my taxes, got those out of the way. I thought I'd better get them done really quick because mine are totally simple. Mine and Aaron's are really simple. Because I heard that, well, they don't have money, I guess. Maybe that's it. They don't have money to give us back our money they owe us. So I thought I'd get it in as quickly as possible. Anyway, got those done. Thank goodness, got them out of the way. So for today, everybody, the word of the day today is happiness, happiness, a state of well-being and contentment, a pleasurable or satisfying experience. Hi, Rottweiler. Good to see you. Saw you yesterday. We're just going over the word of the day. Let me just put in here real quick because I didn't get to say hi to GP Man. Hope you are well. Happiness. Yes, we need to spread some damn happiness. As I say, damn happiness. Spread some damn happiness around the world. We don't have enough of it. Yes, happiness. So anyway, happiness is a state of well-being or contentment, a pleasurable or satisfying experience. Happiness is an inside job. Don't assign anyone else that much power over your life. That is my quote for the day. And it's so true because sometimes we think, oh my gosh, we're young and we think we're in love and then that doesn't work out. And it's like, oh my God, you know, but why are many other people that much power over our lives? We shouldn't. We should make our own happiness first. And if we're happy, if we're lucky enough to have somebody along for the ride, then that's awesome. But yeah, don't do that. Don't give other people that much power. Happiness is like a kiss. You must share it to enjoy it. I love that quote. I think that's awesome. You must share it to enjoy it because that's the truth. Happiness is a meaning and purpose of life, the whole aim and end of human existence. That's Aristotle. Happiness doesn't depend on external conditions. It's governed by mental attitude. And that's Dale Carnegie. I would say that happiness is a decision. Your happiness is your decision to make. All the quotes above all require action on your part. Not action on other people's parts. So just remember that. Don't depend on other people for your happiness ever. Hold on. I will be right back and we will go over what's trending. Thank you, GP Man. All right, so how many of you guys watched the Super Bowl? I started to. It was all right. But did you guys know, how much do you guys think those Super Bowl halftime performers get paid for their performances? Anybody? They don't get paid nothing. Zero. They don't get paid nada. Nothing. None of them. Not a penny. I didn't know this either. They don't get paid anything. The Super Bowl pays for, like, their stage, all of that. I don't know if they would pay for their costumes, but they pay for everything so that the performer isn't out any money, so that they just come and get to lip sync. That's the only thing I have to say about her performance. Was people were giving her a hard time saying she wasn't, you know, doing much, but she's Prego. She's got a big old belly. She's got to be careful. But her lip singing, maybe put the mic up to your mouth so that people can see. I mean, you know, most of them are lip sync, but gosh, it was pretty bad. Yeah, put the mic up to your mouth so you can't see when you're missing the lyrics like me. I rather sing out loud because then I know I get it at halftime. But you know what I mean? So, but the most watched halftime show ever, who can guess which one that was? I was kind of shocked to find it out. It's Katy Perry's show, was the most watched, viewed live show ever, which I was kind of shocked that yesterday she didn't bring anybody out to kind of help her since she was pregnant, because she does so many duos with different people. It kind of would have been nice to have somebody else come out onto the stage with her. But yeah, Katy Perry, and I was in Ralph's show earlier when we talked about this. But I didn't know somebody thought it was Snoop Dogg that Katy Perry had come out on her show, but it wasn't. It was Lenny Kravitz and Missy Elliott that performed with Katy Perry during the halftime show. It was 118.5 million viewers, according to that Nielsen people. Hi, Degree. Happy birthday. I have some music for you later. It is Mr. DeGray Sarge's birthday today. So I am playing music specifically for him when it turns out to be music time. I'm so glad you were able to come. So yeah, it is his birthday. So yeah, they don't get paid anything. Mixed reviews, went over that. Chris Stapleton, I thought he was awesome, but I do like Chris Stapleton. So, but I think he did the national anthem really well. And there were some football bears crying. I was like, oh, all right. Maybe that's kind of humbling to see them. One of the coaches and then a couple of the players were crying when he was singing that. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You're welcome. 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 The only commercial I saw, a couple of them, but the one that I saw that I thought was the funniest was the Dunkin' Donuts one with Ben Affleck and J-Lo. I thought that was pretty funny. But I didn't see the rest of the, I didn't see the rest of the show. So welcome. NMBDQCZN. Good to see you. But we had some yummy food, of course. We had Mexican, we had flautas, 7-layer dip, guacamole, and oh my gosh. We ordered these wings, we ordered them Saturday night, and then there was enough, we had them left over too. They were Korean fried chicken. I don't know if you guys have ever had Korean fried chicken before. But oh my gosh, these wings were the best wings I've ever had in my life. And they just came out here from California. A lot of places are moving out here from California. I guess they're all over in California. It's called Bonchon, B-O-N-C-H-O-N. Man, I've never tasted anything like it. And so I had to Google it. And they said that they fry them in cornstarch and they double fry them. And it's like the soy garlic stuff they put on top. Oh my gosh, everything we got some fried pickles and those were the bomb. Ooh, they were so good. They were so good. So if you've never tried Korean fried chicken and you have the opportunity to try it, I'm telling you, they were so good. Whew, man, I want to go back. They're expensive, but I can see why. I mean, I don't know, looking up the recipes and stuff, trying to make it on your own and everything, it'd be too much. But I would want to go there and like go and get a part-time job just to find out what all the secrets are and then come home and make them yourself. But dang, they were so good. And the pickles, I've never had, the pickles were like, how can I explain? Long, they look like green beans, the way that they cut the pickles. They were long, thin strips. I swore they were green beans, like deep fried green beans, but they weren't. They were pickles and they were spicy. They had a spice to them. So yeah, they were good. Yep, I said bong. Mm-hmm. They were just good. Yummy, yummy, yummy. All right, so tomorrow, everybody knows tomorrow is VD Day. I don't know who celebrates that and who doesn't celebrate that. I'm normally not on tomorrow, but I am going to come on tomorrow and just play some Valentine's music. And it's more upbeat kind of songs, not baby making music. I mean, I guess it could be, but it's more upbeat music. So, and then I'm going to play the entire song. Maybe have a little history, but not like I normally do. I'll be able to play the whole song. That way I won't publish the show. It's just going to be a pop-up one. I got a bunch of music I want to play and play the whole thing. So hope to see you guys there. I mean, yeah, I know some people that, you know, I know I'll leave the baby making music to other people. This music is, yeah, kind of upbeat, make you smile, get you ready for the day. But I don't know. Do you guys really celebrate Valentine's Day? I've been asked that, like, what do you want? Are you sure? What do you want? And honestly, I don't really want anything. If anything, what I would want is maybe a card just saying, you know, tell me how much you love me. That's about it. Nothing. And even a card is expensive nowadays. But literally, I don't want anything. And then I have people, well, don't you ever want to be married? Don't you want to have a ring on your finger? No. My life is perfect like it is. I mean, I've even had freaking people tell me, oh, you're going to go to hell because you're not married. I'm like, oh, all righty. Well, then, all right then. But it's like, you know what? My life is good. I have somebody who loves me and supports me and takes care of me and my son. And I have a roof over my head. I have everything that I need. And I am so freaking grateful. When I'm sick, he's there for me. I mean, what else do you want? You know what I mean? I don't need anything else. And for other people to say, oh, you need this, or you have to be this, or you have to do that, screw them. You know what I mean? Be you and be yourself. And that's it. And plus, I'm saving for a TRX trainer anyway. So, you know what I mean? That's what it is. We want certain things. We're saving for it. That's what we want. So, you know, and that's what, and it's close to $300. So we have to save for that. So yeah, you know, just be grateful for what you have. I don't need anything. Are you dating? You know what? His nickname is Soup. It's funny, that's his nickname is Soup, but he's a great man. I appreciate him every day. And that's what it should be about. Hi, Mike, is telling that person that you love them every day throughout the year, not just February 14th, but every single damn day when crap is hard and shit hits the fan. That is when you look at the person that's next to you and standing next to you and supporting you. And that's what I want. I don't need it just on the 14th. I you know what? I have it year round. So yeah, don't let anybody do that to you. Anyway, I'm going to be right back after this so I can clean my tears. You're up, Mike. Do you guys know what those TRX trainers are? Those suspension training thingamajiggers? They're like ropes and you do training with them. Oh my gosh, they're the best things ever. I want one so bad. As I'm saying, I don't need anything. That's my wish list. So yeah, I'm into working out and making myself feel better because I have so much pain. If I don't, then life sucks. So I want to be a strong, badass 50s, however old I am. In my 50s. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go over the national days today. Yes, Peter. Ooh, there's a little something flying around here. Welcome, GXGFYSSC. Good to see you. Today is Galentine's Day. I don't understand that because it doesn't say like guy day, you know, guys. Why is it's all just about women, right? It's not about the guys either. And that ain't fair. Because like I said, hi, BP, my guy does so much for me. It shouldn't just be about the girls. It should be about the guys too. Just as much. That's why everything is so off balanced. I mean, the media, everybody just talks about, oh, Valentine's Day. It's all for the girls. It's for the girls. It's for the girls. Hi, Marvelous Nips. Hi, Luna Leaner. Good to see you. Yeah, it should be about the guys too. It's not fair. Guys need love. I've been seeing, what is that guy soap? It's like a Sasquatch. I think it's Sasquatch. Hi, Florida George. It's like a guy's soap brand. And they have one that's out that it's just for Valentine's Day and it smells really super yummy. So yeah, there's a whole, but it shouldn't just be about women. It should be about guys too. So love on your guys if you're going to get into that. So it's Galentine's Day. I think it should be Guy-tine's Day too. So yeah, all you dudes can get together and go drink a beer or something. I don't know. I don't know what girls do on Galentine's Day. I've never, ever been invited to one. Has anybody in here been invited to a Sasquatch? Yes, that's the one. Sasquatch. Thank you, Marvelous Nips. Yes, it smells so good. BP, you have been eating some yummy stuff. Was that Italian ice, by the way, that you had the other day? Was that I think that's what it was called, Italian ice. Yeah, that Sasquatch brand soap. Wash your butts, people. Yes, please have a clean butt. Shaved ice. Oh, it was so, it looked yummy. Still haven't spoken to that girl next door. I'm scared I will be rejected. Mike, come on now. Go over there and tell her you lost your kitten. No, don't lie. Don't lie. What are you kidding? Are you kidding me? All right, everybody, we need to tell Mike to have some cojones. Come on, Mike. Go next door and knock on the door. If a guy answers, then say, oh, I'm sorry. I think I got the wrong number. I got the wrong door. And if it's not, then just say, hey, how's it going? I've seen you before. Well, see, you knock on the door. If it's a guy, you say the wrong place. If not, then just say something. You know, you got this. I know you do. If you keep seeing her, when you see her, is she by herself most of the time? Come on, Mike. You can do it. You can do it. All right. We're going to give it to you. It is Monday. You have 1 week. 1 week, Mike. To have, get some cojones and knock on her door or say hello. Like, what's the worst that could happen? She says she has a boyfriend. Big deal. Then you move on, right? Right. No, don't hide in the bushes. Don't hide in the bushes. Oh, there you go. You can borrow some sugar. See? She seems to avoid me. Well, are you meowing? Don't meow on her. Don't meow the first time you see her. Don't tell her about kittens the first time you see her. Then she might, she needs to know your sense of humor a little bit before you do that. She needs to know who you are. So yeah, don't scare her off right away. She puts her hood on like she's hiding. Well, Mike, what have you done? Have you been meowing? You can't do that. Don't do that. That's going to scare the poor girl. Are you like gawking at her? What are you doing? Why is she hiding from you? Not too much. Not too much lately. Oh, dear God, help us. Mike. All right, Mike, we'll have to talk later. But you should just say hi. How's it going? My name's Mike. That's it. She's probably is shy. She probably has heard you talking. So just she's shy. Just, you know, say hi. How's it going? Do you know that's how I met Lewis? I was outside watering the lawn and he was walking down the street to let his, I had no idea. He was at a party up the street, a Memorial Day party. I was watering the lawn because my sprinkler system was broken. And he was going down the street, two houses down the street, to his friend's house to let their dog out because they were on vacation. That's how I met him. So, you know what? Hey, say what? So you just have to say, and I said hi. I was wearing a short jean skirt, but yes, I said hi. Wear a short jean skirt. Then she'll really hide from you. You're too funny, Mike. You got this. I know you do. We're going to be waiting to hear an update on Mike's adventure. All right. So Galentine's Day. What else is today? Let's see. Homes for birds. Birds need homes. All right. Galentine's Day. Why is it not bringing them all up? Oh, okay. Clean your computer out. It says, clean your computer out of all the junk and do updates. Whatever. Oh, boring. Hi, Jeep. Thank you, GP man. Dream your sweet day. The night before Valentine's Day is the best way to dream about your sweetheart. Okay. There you go, Mike. Dream your sweet day. No, but really, Mike, you got this. You can go talk to her. Just say hi. Just say hi. Hey, how's it going? I see you walking all the time. Oh, it just started pouring and hailing. Speaking of, yeah, you know what? It said it was supposed to rain, but do they ever get it right? It wasn't supposed to start until like 3 o'clock, Hanny. I don't know. So yeah. And then you guys probably get some wicked, rainstorms out there. I'm going to ask, are you Google? Because you are what I'm searching for. Please don't say that, Mike. No, don't do that. You're gonna scare this poor girl. No wonder why. You just need to say hi. Just say hi, you big goof. What I've been searching for. No, Mike. Please, it's been a while since you've been out dating, huh? You like dog? Yeah, didn't you say she walks a dog? I thought you said she walked a dog. Or was she? Yes. Oh, and you even like her and she walks a dog and you're a cat person, see? Just say hi. Say, I see you walking your dog. Is your dog friendly? Can I pet it? You know, like that. It is also, besides Sarge's birthday, oh my gosh, it's International Condom Day. You're supposed to check the expiration dates on your condom box and get ready for the day. For tomorrow, I'm guessing that's why they have it as today. Oh my word. I said hi to her dog once. Oh, Mike, you're out of control. Let's see. Oh, it's International Epilepsy Day. That's important. Know about the oldest known diseases, International Epilepsy Day. All these days before Valentine's Day, it's National Kiss Day. See, I don't want to say her name or she'll start talking to me. International Kiss Day. Find your worries and anxieties melting away when you tenderly kiss your sweetheart. Aw, it's Kiss Day. Hi, Swan. Good to see you. Hi, Mama Bear Tracy. I hope Logan's feeling better. Poor little guy. I saw his picture watching Ruku's beer on TV. That's funny. Funny when you're able to see people capture them. That's cool. Hope you're doing well, Swan, too. We're just going over the days today and trying to help Mike not say he wants to meet the girl next door, but he's got some really weird lines going on. So I'm trying to help him to not say weird stuff and just say, hello, how are you? Can you go have a cup of coffee? Do you like tea? Something like that. National Breakup with Your Carrier Day. I guess it's today's the day if you want to change mobile carriers. It's today. Ooh, National Cheddar Day. I'm biting to a dairy delight of cheddar as we celebrate this cheesy day. Mmm. Cheddar cheese. National Cheddar Day. Yeah, Mike. You should have saw his line up there. Ay, ay, ay. And National Crab Rangoo Day, not ragu. You know those little crispy wonton things? They're called Rangoon, hanging out. It says National Crab Rang. I don't know. They're those little fried yummy cream cheese with a little teeny, teeny, teeny bit of crab in them. But they're good because they're fried. Yeah, those ones. You got it, Gray. Those ones. It's national some of those days. Are you having anything special for your birthday? For your birthday dinner, lunch, anything? Are you working? Are you off? No idea. Oh, you get to be surprised. Oh, good. Good. It's National Derek Day. Do we have any Dereks? Well, it's his day. And Jamie's Day. International Derek and Jamie. And Wingman. If you have a Wingman, it's his day too. All right. We need something for this one. It is National. It's National Poop Day. It's National Poop Day. Today's the only day you can poop on National Poop Day. Everybody poops. Do you guys remember that book? I know my kids had it when they were a kid to try to teach them how to potty train. Everybody poops. It's National Poop Day. I don't know why they decided it's the day to celebrate one of the body's most important functions. Why we needed a day for that? Yeah. And they just have a little poop emoji. Yeah. And then after that, it's National Tortellini Day. I would rather talk about tortellinis than poop. But it's also National Tortellini Day. Looks yummy. Oatmeal Day, which is good for your innards. Eat some oatmeal. My kids have that book. Yeah, isn't it everybody poops or everything poops or something like that? Trying to teach them how to go be potty trained. I know, before Valentine's Day. I know, BP. But we should, oatmeal. Oh, and self-love. It is self-love day. So this self-love day, join us in celebrating the amazing powers of self-love. And it's true. No, I mean, we laugh, but we should love our day. Love ourselves today. Yeah, I guess so, DeGray. You're lucky somebody else isn't in here right now. They'd be having a heart attack right now with that comment. My phone would be going, beep, 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 beep. Block them, block them, block them. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I know. So, all right, well, Valentine's Day is tomorrow. Buy my own treats. And you should. A lot of people are waiting to buy their own treats for the day after Valentine's Day when they're half price or 75% off. But yeah, we should, you should buy yourself something. That's all that matters. And take care of yourself. So yeah, those were all of the days today. I do have some tricky questions. It says tricky questions. I'm not doing anything. Today is totally Monday for me, guys. Tricky questions almost everybody gets wrong. We'll do some of those before I get into the music segment. These were kind of funny. I had to really, it says, let me get in here to the first one. I don't know why it's not there. It says, so how long did the Hundred Years' War last? Anybody know the question to that? These are all tricky questions. It says almost everybody gets wrong. 69? No. Are you saying 100, Peter? 6,000 years. It says the answer. We've tricked you right off the bat. It lasted 116 years from 1337 to 1453. So 116 years. All right. So the next question. Some months have 31 days while others have 30. How many have 28? Let's see. Yes, Lunar Lena, you got it. You got it. Yes, all of them. And DeGray, you guys were right. Good thinking. Yes, most people would say, one or two, but it is all of them. All right. Say, this one was tricky. Say the word silk five times. So say the word silk five times. Silk, 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 silk. Now spell the word silk out loud. S-I-L-K, 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 S-I-L-K. What do cows drink? And I would say milk, right? No, they don't. They drink water. You got it right, DeGray. They do drink water. Oh, they don't drink milk. Ding dong. All right. What color is the black box on a commercial airliner? Anybody? Black, red. Yeah, it's kind of a reddish orange. It says the black box is usually a bright color, like a red or an orange, so it's easier to find. Why they call it a black box, we don't know. So good one, GP man. All right, how many birthdays does a 30-year-old have? What? What? How did you get that, Annie? Oh, yeah, only one, because he only turns 31, right? Is that – okay, now I got it. You're right. Yes. Hi, crazy lady. All right. Good one, you guys. Get to the next question. All right. If a yellow house is made of yellow walls, a green house is made of green walls, and a blue house is made of blue walls, and a white house is made of white walls, then a red green house is made of what? Let's see. Damn, DeGray, you're good. You're good on your birthday. It's glass. Most surely known of greenhouses are made of glass, right? Glass or plastic, it says. All right. So the next one. In Texas, you can marry your widow's sister. Question mark. Well, it doesn't really seem like a question. It says it's pretty hard to get married when you're dead. Wait a minute. Did I read that wrong? In Texas, can you marry yours? Okay, I screwed that one up. Can you marry your widow's sister? And it says it's hard. I messed that one up. All right, we'll go on to the next one. If during a race you pass the third runner, what position are you now in? Peter, I think you got that. It says, the second in third, of course, because you took their place. The second place, no, wait a minute. In third, of course, because you took their place. The second place runner remains in second, and the person you passed is in fourth. So no, it would be third. So you took their place. So third place. What is a camel's hairbrush made of? What is a camel's hairbrush made of? Well, who would know that? That horse hair. Well, that's a good guess. It says the answer, it's hair from a squirrel, a cow, a goat, and sometimes a horse. So yeah, you kind of got that one too. yeah, that was, who would know that? Here's a final riddle for you to figure out. So for this riddle, think of a letter between A and W. Think of a country that starts with that letter. Say out loud the name of a person whose name starts with the last letter of that country. Now look at your palm of your left hand. Of course they don't. Why? We told you these questions would drive you crazy. Trick a friend and show. What the heck does that mean with anything? Do the lines from the first letter of their name, it says, can you see the letter in your name on your palm of your hand? No. Yeah, I know. It was like you're supposed to look up at your hand and you were supposed to be able to see the letter you were looking at. That just didn't make any sense. I didn't see it. Hi, Bam Bam.
Hello. I have a rebuttal to one of your things that you're doing right now.
Yes.
That red greenhouse is culturally biased.
Yes, it is.
I live in Canada. If you had a red greenhouse, it would be made out of duct tape.
Okay. What does that mean? We're supposed to be Big Chief Thunderlung got it. Mama Bear got it.
We had this show up here. It was called Smith & Smith Incorporated, and then it switched over. He had one of his characters. His name was Red Green.
Okay.
And his catchphrase was, if the women can't find you handsome, they should at least find you handy. And everything that he ever broke, he always used duct tape to build, put it all back together and stuff. So if Red Green built a house, it would have been made out of duct tape.
That's funny. They all understood that. That's pretty funny. That does make sense.
I should know that. My hands were covered in oil and grease, so I couldn't. So I've been trying to get my hands clean just to call in to get back at it before you finish the segment.
Yeah, and I wouldn't have understood it anyway. And I would have been like, huh? What? What are you talking about? Bam, bam. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Just pop on YouTube sometime when you got a chance. Type in red, green duct tape and you'll see all the different stuff. There's actually he made a movie. God. And they made this big giant goose out of duct tape, and it's a whole thing.
That's too funny. I have to come to Canada. I have to come to Canada, visit my friends, and see all the wild horses that aren't there really.
I've never seen one myself.
Deer and that bear. Show, it's like so funny. It's all about wild horses out in Canada. I'm like, well, where are they?
Yeah.
Alrighty, I'll let you go. Just thanks for letting me call in. And
of course.
Look up duct tape from Red Green.
I will. Thank you, Bam Bam. Appreciate you. Part. You too. I know BP says he's Canadian version of Bob the Builder with duct tape. That's too funny. All right, we'll do a couple of facts real quick, and then we'll get into the music. Fact for the day, did you know that American cheese is not American at all? Processed cheese is thought of as an American product, but it was actually invented in Switzerland. It was created by Walz Gerber and Fritz Settler in 1911 to lengthen the shelf life before it was shipped overseas. So yeah, American cheese is not American at all. Crazy. So we're gonna take a quick second into music for Mr. Salty's birthday. And I hope Liz, I hope you guys do. Yeah, it's not even first cheese at all. And you guys, another little fact. I know that you can go to the store and you buy the cheese that's already shredded. How extremely helpful it is at times. But if you want to make something yummy like mac and cheese or even a quesadilla that you really want good melted cheese, don't buy the shredded stuff. They put this junk all over it so that it doesn't clump together. So then they put chemicals all over it, so it doesn't clump together and then it doesn't melt as easy. So buy a block and shred it yourself. Put it in one of those little food processors. Get it all shredded. Yeah. Because you need to have, you want good cheese when it's all melted in like mac and cheese or even queso too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, Salty, I hope you like this list. I asked you for some of your favorites and you made me do it all by myself. So I'm going to start off with the first one is Glenn Miller and his orchestra with In the Mood. This is one of the most recognizable and popular big band songs. Miller recorded it in 1939 and the song became wildly popular in 1940. Shortly before Billboard began publishing its music popularity charts. This makes it hard to gauge the song's appeal at the time, but it helped Miller become the top band leader in the world. In this first Billboard chart, he held down three of the top 10 places. In the Mood is an expression that indicates a desire to have sex. Who knew back in those days? Oh my gosh. It was pretty innocent now, but it was a little racy back then. Here is Glenn Miller and his orchestra with In the Mood. Oh yes, crazy lady, for sure. Ah. I know. Crazy lady, if you want me to play some music, send me DM what bands you like, and I will put one together for you for sure. I wanted to ask you that. I actually modeled in the West Covina Mall to this song in a little pencil skirt, my hair all back in those days. Oh, I totally remember this song. Oh, BP, I can't wait to see it. I'm hungry. July 6th. Ooh, Crazy Lady, that sounds so good. All right, that is Mr. Glenn Miller and his orchestra with In the Mood from 1939. We're going to move on to the second song on my list for Mr. Sarge today, and it's Minnie the Moocher. Minnie the Moocher was written by a fabulous band leader, jazz composer, and singer Cab Calloway III, and jazz music publisher Irving Mills. It was first recorded in 1931 by Cab Calloway and his orchestra and became their signature song for the next decade. Beloved by audiences, Minnie the Moocher earned Calloway the nickname the Heidi, Heidi, Heidi Man, based on the unique form of scatting in the song. Minnie the Moocher is a riddle with jive slang most white listeners of the time didn't understand, like red hot hoochie coochie, a style of belly dancing. Coochie is being someone who takes cocaine. To kick the gong around is the use of opium. So although it's quite a sordid tale, the song was not censored and reached a very wide audience, selling more than a million copies. Crazy. All right, so here's Cab Calloway and his orchestra with Minnie the Moocher. Who knew? Aw, thank you, Mama Bear.
Folks, here's a story about Minnie the Moocher. She was a red hot hoochie coocher.
A hoochie coocher.
She was the roughest, toughest frail.
Thank you, Degay. Thank you, Mama.
As big as a whale. Hide, 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 hide.
Hide, hide, hide. She loved him, though he was cokey. He took her down to Chinatown, and he showed her how to kick the gong around. Hide, 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 hide,
hide, hide, hide, hide, hide.
Oh, 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 oh.
So you're 42?
He gave her a home built of coal and steel, a diamond car with the platinum wheels. Hi, 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 hi,
hi, property live. Welcome.
His townhouse and his racing horses. Each meal she ate was a dozen courses. She had $1 million worth of nickels.
And all right, that is Cap Calloway and his orchestra with Meanie the Moocher, my second song on the list from Mr. Sarge. We're going to move on to the third, which is So Rare. So Rare is a popular song published in 1937 by composer Jerry Hirst and lyrics by Jack Sharp. It became a hit for Jim Dorsey in 1957. Before it had been recorded or even published, Fred Astaire had sung So Rare on his radio show, The Packard Hour. Since 1937, So Rare has been recorded by numerous artists, but its notable became a late career hit in 1957 by Jim Dorsey. Reaching number 2 on the Billboard magazine pop charts, number 4 on the R&B singles charts, Jimmy Dorsey's version, which had decidedly rhythm and blues feel unlike the earlier versions, became the highest charting song by a big band during the first decade of rock and roll era. So here is So Rare by Jimmy Dorsey and the big band. You can sway your hips to this one. Thank you, PB. Thank you, Mama Bear. Thank you, Mike. So that is So Rare by Jimmy Dorsey and the Big Band off of the fabulous Jimmy Dorsey album. All right, we're going to move on to a little Frank Sinatra. I Get a Kick Out of You is a song by Cole Porter, which was first sung in the 1934 Broadway musical Anything Goes, and then in 1936 film version. Originally sung by Edith Merman, it has been covered by dozens of prominent performers, including Mr. Frank Sinatra. Frank Sinatra recorded both pre-code and post-code versions with and without the cocaine reference, and the first in 1953 and then the second in 1962. So here is Mr. Frank Sinatra with I Get a Kick Out of You.
My story is much too sad to be told, but practically everything
Hi, Kevin.
leaves me totally cold.
I get a 9.1?
The only exception I know is the case when I'm out on a quiet spree, fighting vainly the old ennui. And I suddenly turn and see your fabulous face. I get no kick from champagne.
Oh, good. Thank you, DeGray.
The alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you? Some they may go for cocaine. I'm sure that if I took even one sniff, it would bore me terrifically too. Yet I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to see you obviously do not adore me. I get no kick in a plane.
All right, so that is Mr. Frank Sinatra with I Get a Kick Out of You. We're going to move on to the fifth song on my list today, and it is Take the A-Train. The song was written by Billy Strayhorn, who played piano and wrote arrangements for Duke Ellington's band. Strayhorn recalled that the song that became the signature opening piece for Duke Ellington and his orchestra came to him with very little effort. In fact, he said that the music and lyrics for The A-Train came more quickly than the subject of the song itself. The New York subway line to Sugar Hill District of Harlem. It was so easy for him, he said it was like writing a letter to a friend. The fact that Ellington used the song as his orchestra's opening theme, making it his signature song, saying a great deal about it and his appreciation for Strayhorn. Most band leaders would not put a song that is not their own composition in the spotlight in this way, but the relationship between Strayhorn and Ellington was not typical. Ellington wrote in his autobiography that Strayhorn was not, as he often referred to many, my alter ego. Strayhorn was my right arm, my left arm, the eyes in the back of my head. So here is Duke Ellington and his famous orchestra with Take the A-Train. Hey, Ryan! Thank you, Crazy Lady. Thank you, BP. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Mama Bear. Thank you, DeGray. Good to see you, Ryan. No worries. I understand. You're busy. Hi, John. How are you? Big hugs. We're doing some big band jazz for Sarge's birthday. what would happen if like the young people today had to dress in like suits and stuff like they did back then? You know what I mean? Instead of their pants hanging down by their butt crack. Thank you, Ryan. I know. I think the girls, we would love it, get all dressed up. But then having to be, like, they showed them all dressed up, cleaning the house, I wouldn't dig that. No. No. All right. That is Mr. Duke Ellington and his famous orchestra with Take the A Train from the album The Popular Duke Ellington in 1941. We're going to move on to number six on my list today, and it's Just a Gigolo by Louis Prima. I Ain't Got Nobody. Oh, wait, yeah. Ain't Got Nobody is the best known a form first recorded by Louis Prima in 1956, where it is paired in melody with another old standard, Just a Gigolo. Did I screw up here? No. All right. Like, Prima started pairing the songs in 1945, and the idea was revisited in the popular arrangement in a new jive and jumping style created by Sam Bertra for Prima's 1950 Las Vegas stage show. The success of that act gained Prima a recording deal with Capitol Records, which aimed to capture the record of the atmosphere of his shows. The first album, titled The Wildest, was released in November of 1956, opened with Just a Gigolo / I Ain't Got Nobody, which then became Prima's signature number and helped relaunch his career. Bertra is noted for his racist play style and his off-color humor in the innuendos in the lyrics. The arrangement he made with Prima of Just a Gigolo / I Ain't Got Nobody has been covered by David Lee Roth and also the Village People. But we're going to play Louis Prima with Just a Gigolo.
I'm just a gigolo, and everywhere I go, people know the part I'm playing.
I like him.
Made for every dance.
Hi, Billy D.
There will come a day, and youth will pass away.
Okay. All right. I see it. Welcome, XBD.
I know there's a just a gigolo. Life goes on without me. I'm just a gigolo everywhere I go. People know the part I'm playing. Paid for every dance, selling each romance. Oh, what this is. And there will come a day, and youth will pass away. What will they say about me? When the end comes, I know there's a
hey, short pants, Robert! How are ya?
Without me, cause
I ain't got nobody.
Oh, and nobody cares for me. Nobody cares for me.
I'm so sad and lonely.
Sad and lonely, want some sweet mama, come take a chance with me, cause I ain't so bad. Then sing on, sing on, read love song, oh, love the time, she will only be, bubbly, 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 bubbly.
Thank you, Degree. Mike, don't tell her that either. Keep that a secret. Please don't. I know, Mama Bear, we need to help him. So that is Mr. Louis Prima with Just a Gigolo. We're going to move on. This next song, number 7, the Scat song, I couldn't find a whole lot of anything about it, by Cab Calloway. It just kept redirecting me back to Minnie the Moocher. So here we go. Here's Cab Calloway with the Scat song. DeGray, do you know how to do all those swinging dances?
Just get this in front of me. Swing your partner's one and all to hot your ass's hair. I'm here to bet you it's gonna get you. It soon will hit your lips. Oh, what a rhythm, it's got a rhythm that your feet cannot resist. It sends you young and all over it. And I call for it. On the body, call for more for hot your ass's hair.
Fun! I think that would be totally fun. I guess I kind of did, Billy D. I kind of did ask him if he's a swinger. Thank you for the like. I know, the zoot suiting. I love all the suits and stuff. I just love it. I asked the birthday boy if he was a swinger. All right, so that is Cab Calloway with the Scat song. We're going to move on to number 8 on my list today. And it ain't nobody's business if I do. And that's by Miss Billie Holiday. Again, not a lot about this rendition, but here are some of the lyrics. There ain't nothing I can do or nothing I can say that folks don't criticize me, but I'm gonna do just as I want anyway. I don't care just what people say. If I should take a notion to jump into the ocean, ain't nobody's business if I do. If I go to church on Sunday and then the cabaret on Monday, ain't nobody's business what I do. So here is Miss Billie Holiday with Ain't Nobody's Business If I Do.
Criticize me, but I'm going to do just as I want to anyway.
2.9, Mike!
And don't care.
Thank you, DeGray.
Just what people say.
You don't like Billie Holiday, Mike?
If I should take a notion to jump into the ocean, ain't nobody's business if I do.
Okay.
If I go to church on Sunday, then cabaret all day Monday.
She scares me.
Ain't nobody
she should.
Business if I do. If my man ain't got no money, and I say take all of mine, honey, ain't nobody's business if I do. If I give him my last nickel, and it leaves me
in a pickle,
ain't nobody's business if I do.
I think she's strong. I like her.
Well, I'd rather my man would hit me than for him to jump up and quit me.
No ain't quitting Billie Holiday. That ain't nobody's business if I do. All right, we're going to move on to 2 o'clock Jump by Harry James and his orchestra. And somewhere in here too, DeGray, I have a couple modern ones because this was a hard list for me. Originally done by Count Basie, which became the theme song for Count Basie's orchestra, 2 o'clock Jump was performed by Harry James and his big band in 1939, slightly based on 1 o'clock Jump, but using triplets. Several versions of the original by Harry James and Betty Goodman between the 2 o'clock Jump ending. Lionel Hampton used the song as his theme song for a while as well. Basie later released Jumping at the Woodside in a similar style. But here is Harry James and his orchestra with 2 o'clock Jump. Two by him, DeGray, about the devil. The devil sat down and cried. Do you like that one? Thank you, BV. All right, hold on. Here we go then. Thank you, DeGray. Thank you, Mama Bear. This is Long, Long Time. Thank you, Peter. Thank you, John. His favorite long, long time, Harry James and his orchestra. All right, I'm glad I could fit that one in. So now we're gonna go back to the list. Where was I? Oh, I like this one too. I wanna be like you. Ooh, ooh. This is a song by Walt Disney's 1967 film Jungle Book. The song was written by the songwriters Robert and Richard Sherman and was performed by singer and musician Louis Prima. And he also played King Louie, with Phil Harris providing additional vocals as Baloo the Bear. So here is Louis Prima with I Wanna Be Like You. Now I wanna see this one movie again. I love this movie. Oh, good, because I put this one on here because I like it. So I'm glad you like it too. I know, wasn't Jungle Book the best?
Now I'm the king of the swingers, oh, the jungle VIP. I've reached the top and had to stop, and that's what's bothering me. I want to be a man car, and stroll right into town, and be just like the other men. I'm tired of mucking around. Oh, doobie-doo, I want to be like you. I want to walk like you, talk like you.
Oh no, poor Logan.
And it's like me, can I learn to be human too?
Oh, good, Mike, you like this one. Oh, good memories, Peter. That's awesome. It's just the best movie, I swear. Just
try to kid me, man cub. I made a deal with you. What I desire is man's red fire to make my dream come true. Now give me the secret, man cub. Come on, clue me what you do. Give me the power of man's red flower so I can be like you. Come on.
All right, so that is Louis Prima with I Want to Be Like You, and that's off the soundtrack to The Jungle Book. We're going to move on so I can get some of these in here. The next one I have, this is by a modern band. I hope you like it, Degree. It's called Still Alive from the Portal, and I guess that is, has something to do with gaming. I don't know. The band, the man, it's the 8-bit band, big band, Choose Your Character is the name of the band. The 8-bit big band is a 30/65 member jazz pop orchestra that formed to celebrate and realize some of the best music themes written for various video games from all consoles. The members of the 8-bit big band came from all around the world, but most reside in New York City, and are some of the most highly sought after musicians and performers. All of them are gamers at heart who enjoy playing their favorite games at a time. So here is a little bit of modern The 8-bit big band, Choose Your Character with Still Alive.
This was a triumph. I'm making a note here, a huge success. It's hard to overstate my satisfaction. Aperture science. We do what we must because we can. For the good of all of us, except the ones who are dead. But there's no sense crying over every mistake. Keep on trying until you run out of pain.
All right,
and the
all right.
Science gets done and you make a new
all right, so we'll stop then, and here's another one. Tell me if you've heard of these guys. This is that was the 8-bit big band, Choose Your Character. So these guys are the Speakeasy Swing Band. And the song is Bright Lights, Late Nights. A little bit about them. Let's see. They formed in 2010. Bathtub Gin was the first album, and here's a little bit of them. The Speakeasy Swing Band, Bright Lights, Late Nights. Love that sound. That is a more modern big band, the Speakeasy Swing Band off their and Bright Lights, Late Nights. The album is Bathtub Gin. Now we'll move on back to Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy. This is, of course, the Andrews Sisters. It was written by Don Ray and Huey Price. This jump blues number is about a trumpeter from Chicago who drafted into the Army in World War II and shakes up the rivals with Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy of Company B. It was originally intended for Lou Costello to perform in 1941, Abbott and Costello's comedy, Buck Privates, but was reworked for the Andrews Sisters, who introduced it into the film. The trio also released the tune as a single that same year, which peaked at number 6. This was nominated for an Academy Award for the Best Original Song, but lost to The Last Time I Saw in Paris by Lady Be Good. So here is the Andrews Sisters with Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy. Welcome, PBG.
Oops. He was a famous trumpet man from all Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was a top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand, because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. A toot, a toot. To add a toot, he blows it into the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note unless the bass and guitar is playing with him.
Let me get it.
He makes company jump when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. And when he plays boogie woogie bugle, he was busy as a bee. And when he plays, he makes the company jump into the bar. He's a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. He blows it into the bar. He can't blow a note if the bass and guitar isn't with him. And the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B.
Bye, Mama Bear. Give Logan a hug. I hope he feels better. I understand. Aw, poor dude. Feel better, Logan. Man, having kids sick, that's just, ugh. All right, so we're going to stop that one there with the Andrews Sisters' Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy. And we're going to do his last request, which is Big Bad Voodoo Daddy with Go Daddy Go. Do Daddy. Oh. Thank you so much. Have a good day, my friend. I'm going to go out right to this song. I'm going to leave you guys like I always leave you. Ah! Be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. I love you guys so much. Happy birthday, Sarge. I hope you have an awesome rest of your day. I hope you like the list. I love you. You're a good friend. Have a great rest of your day. Bye, you guys. See you around Podbean. Bye.
One, two, three, four.
rest of your